fancy Brendan a lot to like about the performance, even though you didn't get over the line in the end?
Yeah, there was quite a bit in there. I thought there was some significant momentum swings in that game, and that's the nature of AFL footy, that you need to try and keep winning the arm wrestle when it's your turn, and when the opposition have their go, that you've got to try and limit that. So there was a bit of that going on in the game. There's a few plays we didn't quite complete that may have helped us with momentum, but that's all a work in progress.
Do you think, as a rule this year, that resilience has been perhaps the biggest improvement, that you don't tend to get blown away?
Yeah, we've spoken a lot, and I used it during the week, about gratitude, and I think we've got a lot of people at our footy club that have gratitude in terms of their thinking around being an AFL footballer. And if you play and think about that a lot, you have resilience and you don't give up. And we've got some strong characters. We've still got a young list that's learning how to do that. I think the game shows how far we've come in a pretty short amount of time, a year and seven games or whatever it is. But it also shows how far we still have to come as a club, because AFL football is about those little moments and making sure that we can nail them.
What's that inside 50 count say to you as a coach? You know, it's a 22 difference. Is it we defended well because they had so many injuries?
Oh, no, actually, we're driving towards consistency. I think the handball count was a fair way in their favour, so we need to learn to pressure that ball in around the contest a fair bit more, which, you know, if they get clean hands, they then can open you up with foot skills. So probably a reflection of that. So we'll look at that, we'll analyse it and try and refine it. But, yeah, they'll work through it, our young blokes.
What's the message to the group after the game, Brendan? Is it largely positive, or do you want them to start to feel the real sting of some of these losses, given it was leading into the last quarter?
I don't have to create the sting. They feel them because they're strong characters. So they feel the losses, and they work incredibly hard during the week in terms of getting their planning together and training. So it's undeniable that they feel it. We don't want to rub players' faces in it, because we know that they're strong characters. We'll never do that, but we'll challenge that's necessary, and we'll also reward what we need to. So that happens on a weekly basis. They feel it. We don't have to say too much about it.
Do you feel like, you led at the 10-minute mark for the last quarter, do you feel like it's gone to the election?
Oh, well, yeah, we're in the game. There was opportunities where we just didn't complete plays, but as I said, it probably shows how far we've come, but still got a way to go. They've been, said during the week, they've built a strong list over a period of time, and they're now starting to seriously challenge. So probably at a little bit more maturity late in the game and cooler heads. We've got to keep learning and look through those great opportunities of where we could have done things differently late in the game when it's tight. But you've got to live it to learn it and then become better at it. For some of our players, they haven't been in that situation very often. So it's a great learning experience that last quarter. We'll look at that strongly.
Any young players' performances you want to single out? I don't know, Murphy, if you've picked
your
events,
but much better. Oh, yeah. We had quite a few balanced performances. Our leaders in Gibbs, Doherty, Simpson, Murphy and Cripps there. They're playing some good footy. There were some other signs for our youngsters, but I don't really want to single out today. We just want to just keep growing as a footy club. Billings was pretty special for them, particularly in the first half. They had good depth through their midfield, and that's what we're growing towards.
Mark Murphy was agitated after something happened on the ground. Are you aware of the problem?
No, I didn't realise. No, I haven't spoke to the players yet. They're icing up and showering up, yeah.
Alex Silvani's really made the most of his second chance, and he must be wrapped with the way that he's been going through
defence. Yeah, he really stiffens our defence up. We know what we're going to get. We're not guessing in terms of his aerial play and body lining the footy, so I think he makes people walk taller. So, yeah, he's been good for us. We'll need him a lot this year.
Do you